Hi, Amy Alden-Durfer. It's Brian and Tricia from Quixie 98.3.
Well, good morning. How are you all?
Good.
We're lovely. How are you?
We've been wanting to talk to you since last night, but we were decent enough to wait till after 8 o'clock to call you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So listen, if you've got a minute, we would really like to ask you a couple of questions about hornets and wasps. Now, you made my life last night. There was a rumor going around that an adjacent county to us had seen a murder hornet show up. And I say that with finger quotes in the air that you can't see.
Yes.
You put a wonderful post out on social media explaining that that's likely not at all what they saw. And this is a graphic from the Ag Department at UK. So can you explain a little bit about what's going on? What is a murder hornet, etc.?
Well, the murder hornet is a Japanese hornet that has been imported into Seattle area, Washington, British Columbia, which is way, way far away from us. But we have some natural hornets here and some non-native hornets that have come in, but previously, that are not murder hornets. We have our native cicada killer, which implies that it kills cicadas, but it does. The females catch the cicadas, you know, the ones you can hear at summer evening.
The ones that go, like that?
They can get really loud. So the females catch those, and they take them back to a burrow, and they lay an egg on it so that the larvae can eat the cicada. They're big and brown, and they fly just about at knee height, and they're pretty slow flyers because they're big. But they're non-aggressive. We had kids catching them at 4-H camp one year because we were doing a bug bingo thing, and we kept catching and releasing them, and nobody got stung, so they were pretty good. The non-native one is the European hornet that we have, which, again, is pretty big. It's about 2 inches, but it is also not a killer. It eats other insects. All wasps eat other insects, so they're kind of good to have around. So yeah, there's lots of things that may look like the murder hornet, but are not.
So
there's a bald-faced hornet that makes those really big paper wasp nests. So there's all sorts of things out there.
What am I normally seeing in, say, my storage shed when I would call it a red wasp, for lack of a better term, and it makes a paper cone about the size of my fist, and it'll have the larva in it. What is that I'm seeing?
That's another paper wasp. That's a native wasp that we have. Again, it's also eating other insects. So it's good in the fact that it's there that it's eating other insects. But those are a little bit more aggressive, and you don't really want to mess with those too much.
Well, can you explain to us, even though the murder hornets aren't here, can you explain to us what they are so we can be educated on them?
They're just another kind of hornet. But they have come from Japan. So I'm sure they were shipped in with something and didn't know. And then they got released out into the wild. So I have not researched them enough, but I was like, they're too far away. But they're bigger, and because they're bigger, their sting has more venom in it, and it will tend to be a lot more painful. It can be more aggressive because it eats other bees or other stinging items. Its venom is more potent, and so it can sting those without being stung itself. So it's a little bit more quicker acting venom for what it eats. So it eats other bees.
Okay. So at this point, though, we don't need to be concerned about it here locally.
No,
because they are not
at all.
Now, you're not as old as I am, Amy, but do you remember hearing about, oh no, the killer bees are coming and we're all going to die? Is this like that? I mean, it's going to be a thing, but it's not going to, you know, we're not going to have to all live in bee suits for the rest of our lives.
No, I think that Washington State and British Columbia are really cracking down. They are trying to eliminate that threat. So they're trying to find all of the killer hornets out there and kill them. It's kind of like fire ants. Remember we used to say, oh yeah, fire ants are going to get here. But as they have come into the state, they've eliminated those nests, so we don't have that threat anymore. Yeah, it's kind of like killer bees. I don't think we're going to get them, and we've kind of tamped down on, you know, the Department of Agriculture and the entomology department are trying to get rid of them before they get out.
Fantastic.
That would be devastating to have these hornets come and eat all of our bees. The bees are having enough trouble as it is.
They are. Yeah. They certainly are. By the way, we never explained why you're an authority on all this. Amy Aldendurfer speaking with us this morning. Can you tell us your job title and why we would choose to ask you these questions?
Well, I am the Cooperative Extension Service Horticulture Agent in Hardin County, and I identify insects all the time. And I'm a jack of all trades. So, yeah.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do and for everybody who's working behind the scenes to make sure that we are safe and that we know we're educated about what's in our area.
Yes. And our offices are closed to public traffic, but if you've got something that you don't know what it is, I did have a Asian hornet dropped off yesterday, and I calmed the person down and said, hey, this is not the killer hornet, the murder hornet. We're good. He's like, okay, good. I'll just check it. So we can check you for that.
All right.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much, Amy Aldendurfer from the Hardin County Extension Office.
Thank you so much for calling.
We are Quixie 98.3.